because we all know that equals 9 plus 10. Now 10 equals 2 times 5. So 9 plus 10 doesn't only equal 21, but it also is Illuminati confirmed.
Did you like it?
Being kind of like an experimental military tactical officer.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, you come up with these crazy ideas that you're just like, let's try this on a small faction of ISIS people and just see how successful it is. Like, we're gonna drop a bunch of like brand new Qurans that are like, that the covers have like a lot of acid on them, like psychedelic acid. So that it just gets in your fingers and then they just kind of go nuts a little bit.
Kill each other.
Cool. Yeah.
That's so smart.
And like, Anthrax. There's a Doobie Brothers album in the actual text.
And
so,
also a Doobie.
And a Doobie.
And a Doobie.
They just turn into like...
They'll be like chilling out, having a great night.
Woodstock Aleppo.
Right. They apply for citizenship in the United States just so they can go to Red Rocks.
I like your... that's a good... tactic. Get them into the American music festival scene.
mean, yeah. They should be. If they could just put their minds, they clearly work together.
I was eager to, die until I saw Major Lazer at Lollapalooza. Now I'm eager to live.
Oh my God.
What's our topic for today? Why are we here?
Yeah. So today... I think in light of all this exciting government news we're always hearing about, we wanted to talk about the Illuminati.
The Illuminati.
Wait, are you saying Illuminati?
I'm not.
What?
The subreddit we're going to cover today is r/Illuminati. And that's Illuminati.
Illuminati.
The Illuminati.
Well, that sounds a lot like Illuminati.
It does. So basically, the subreddit is making fun of people who, like conspiracy theorists who find triangles and everything and think the Illuminati controls everything and they see signs of this everywhere. Right. So this is kind of a humorous, let's make fun of them kind of thing.
So if it wasn't immediately clear, where did you read it? My name is It's Your Dad. I got dog boobs in my left. My free day over there.
Holding
extra
down
left.
Third base.
Every week we do a podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the main page, the front page of the internet.
Yes.
Main page of the internet. Like Dog Boobs said, welcome back, Dog Boobs. I know
Thank you.
You just got back from Mexico.
Yes.
That's why we were talking about Mexican cartels.
Yes.
So today we're going over r/Illuminati. How do you spell it again? I'm missing it.
Illuminati. T-Y.
Oh, why?
Illuminati.
That's so funny. Expose a conspiracy. Expose a text conspiracy.
So there are 15,817 united against the triangle. One sheeple is waking up.
Oh, cool.
I think that means one person, so clearly that's going to be updated because we're all on here.
Right. Ooh, four sheeple are up.
Oh, boy. So yep,
us
four
three
sheeple.
Plus one.
Somebody's on here. The rules are pretty simple. One, triangles everywhere. Two, it's all a conspiracy.
Right.
Three, everything you've ever learned in your life is a lie, except this. Four, the Illuminati controls everything.
Right.
Five, don't let the Illuminati control you.
And that's spelled differently.
They're all spelled differently every time. And six, think for yourself, but the things you think have to be the things we tell you to think or you will be banned.
Right. So this is so...
And banned is spelled wrong.
Yeah.
B-A-N-D.
So this is part of... so there's a whole scene in Reddit right now where like it's basically spawned by the Donald. Because the Donald's so... fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And the people on the Donald are fucking idiots. All you listeners who love the Donald, you fucking chodes.
Chodes.
No, but seriously, it's...
What is a chode?
Oh,
just for people who are new to the pod.
Oh, it's a penis that's shorter than it is girthy.
I always thought that it was the space between your butthole and your balls.
This is actually like the life...
Oh.
I've heard... That's also a taint, though, right?
Yes.
So how,
I'd say these are all like cousins.
How are you going to explain this to your son, Charlie? That's what.
What about that's a fun new TV show, morning cartoon show, Chode, Taint, and Gooch.
There's three best friends.
You're running out of material over there, Freed?
That's like a hot morning radio show, like a drive time traffic show.
Could be.
Chode, Taint, and Gooch.
It sounds like 70s police officer names.
It does. Definitely does.
Hey, Gooch, like jump in the car. We got to go investigate this bank robbery. Taint. Take the wheel. Gooch.
70s police officer
name. Oh, that's really cool.
Should we just change the subject?
Yeah, I guess so. Gooch?
All right, anyway, so. But the Donald, in Two Degree Conspiracy 2, it's a lot of people that take themselves super seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually seem to think a little bit like this. It's like the Alex Joneses of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Alex Jones has since kind of come out as a little bit of a performance artist, according to court papers.
Yeah, according to now that he wants his kids
back. Yeah, now that he wants his kids back.
That was his defense, right?
Yeah, that he's a like, performance
look,
artist.
It's all just like a show, and everyone's like, well, we knew that, but now you said it.
Yeah.
So go eat a chode.
Dumbass.
Except for all of his followers who are like,
he's just saying,
I want to believe.
Yeah.
It's like that video of that guy interviewing that wrestler. He says, it's real to me, damn it.
No.
Have you seen that?
No.
We'll post it on the pod.
Oh,
or we'll post
beautiful.
It on the site. Anyway, so this makes fun of the Donald, et cetera. So, which we haven't actually covered yet because I'm banned from the Donald. I don't know if you guys are.
Oh, I don't think I am.
I got banned from Donald.
You just commenting talking shit?
Yeah, I said something rude and they banned me. But damn. So I don't know if we can even do it because I'm... I would love to find somebody who subscribes.
Do you get any points for getting banned?
There's a subreddit that's banned from the Donald that is just posts and people that are banned from the Donald, but I haven't got into that one yet. So,
were you saying racist stuff against racists?
No, I said something I said there was at some point with one of Donald's like recent things, and they brought up something about Hillary, and I was just like, she fucking lost. Fucking get over it and just care about your own president, you fucking people. And I think I probably worded it that way.
Yeah.
And got banned.
Sensitive Sally's over there, huh?
Dude, they're the worst. Anyway, so Illuminati.
The Illuminati.
So, does anybody know what the Illuminati is, actually?
So, I was reading some separate, like, a couple different explanations of what the Illuminati is, because it started out back in like I think the 1700s. It was a group of were they scientists or something, but they were basically like the enlightened ones, and they were like looking to bring down, or they were so they were bankers, now I remember.
Oh, okay.
They were bankers and they were looking to bring down like all the, you know, bullshit around them. They considered themselves the enlightened ones and all that stuff. So
Illuminati is it's like the financial system, right? That was like kind of the initial accusation. Okay.
So it's like a secret society, and their goals were to oppose superstition, obscurantism, religious influence over public life, and abuses of state power. So it sounds like they started out, they were looking out for everybody.
Okay.
The order of the day, they wrote in their general statuses, is to put an end to the machinations of the purveyors of injustice, to control them without dominating them.
So it was a real group. It wasn't always like a ghost group. Okay.
Yeah. So it's like, that's pretty cool. Then we have the modern Illuminati. So several recent present-day fraternal organizations claim to be descended from the original Bavarian Illuminati and openly use the name Illuminati. Some of these groups use a variation on the name the Illuminati Order in the name of their own organizations, while others, such as the Ordo Templi Orientis, have Illuminati as a level within their organization's hierarchy.
Mm.
However, there's no evidence that these present-day groups have amassed significant political power or influence. So it's kind of like they're posers.
Right.
That's what they want you to think.
Yeah.
Right?
So there's also, those are two real things. And then there's the conspiracy theory Illuminati. So the Illuminati did not survive their suppression in Bavaria, and their further mischief and plottings in the work of Bariel and Robinson must be considered as the invention of the writers. So conspiracy theorists argue that the Illuminati have survived to this day. Many conspiracy theories propose that the world events are being controlled and manipulated by the Illuminati, and they claim that many notable people were or are members of the Illuminati, such as presidents of the United States, people from the French Revolution, the Battle of Waterloo, all this stuff. So, like, Obama, for sure, in the Illuminati. Trump, God, I think he might be in the Illuminati.
I mean, I think
he's like trying to get in.
I doubt
he would be accepted.
Been rejected, yeah. But he's like so pissed about it.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to start his own Illuminati.
It's like Pence is in.
He's starting Platinum Illuminati. It's like the better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His better version.
Oh.
They have a branch in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
That's where they're based.
Ours is better.
I feel like he's in the Illuminati.
Yeah, he is in the Illuminati. Yeah.
He wouldn't even. He wants to be.
Ugh.
We have the best cold cuts at our meetings.
Yeah.
Help yourselves.
Like other people.
We allow double dipping.
Illuminati are like Goldman Sachs, bankers.
Right.
The royal family, Princess Diana was killed by the Illuminati.
The Bilderbergs?
Probably. The Rothschilds.
The Rothschilds.
Jews.
All of the Jews. Even the ones that aren't doing well financially.
The Rothschilds and the Jews.
And the Jews.
Even the basic ones.
Uh-huh. I love
it's just,
just the regular ones.
This sub is so funny, man.
So like essentially the Illuminati are a bunch of like well-connected, you know, wealth controllers that dictate the global economy and like the global future.
Yeah.
And they want to just put triangles everywhere.
Triangles everywhere. And they like 9/11 was an inside Illuminati control did it, you know?
I mean,
yeah, United States needed a
jet fuel
reason.
Can't melt steel beams.
Jet
so
fuel
let's just be
cannot
very clear
melt
about
steel
that right
beams.
Now.
Which brings me to one of the posts on our lovely sub, Illuminati. Right. So they talk about a lot of stuff. They see triangles and everything, which we'll get into. But one of the things they said is, when did this become hotter than this? And then they show a bunch of jet fuel in canisters and then become hotter than a bunch of steel beams. So it's kind of tongue in cheek, I would say, but it's funny. They're like using like current memes to pretty much poke fun at conspiracy theorists that believe in this stuff.
Right. Well, and part of this, I mean, the big thing here is, here's the official site of the Illuminati. I'm going to join.
You should.
Yeah. Join the Illuminati. Illuminati is an elite organization of world leaders, business authorities, innovators, artists, and other influential members of this planet. To apply for membership, complete this form below. Email address and first name.
any money offerings?
No membership fees. Donations not accepted.
Okay, I think you need to do it because I did the...
You should apply.
Mike Busey thing?
Yeah.
So I think you should try to get into the Illuminati.
All right. Yeah, did you write it at gmail.com? Is our Gmail. So email us about your experience with the Illuminati.
I can't wait till I have to apply to something.
Yeah. What's it going to be?
It's going to be exciting.
We'll have to find out. We'll have to find out.
To complete this process, you have to. So why don't you guys talk about this while I tell you about my membership. Yeah.
All right.
It's
going
to be pretty cool to go into a bar and go, oh, really? You work at a.
I'm going
to
flash my Illuminati sign.
You work at Morgan Stanley? Yeah. I'm in the Illuminati.
That was
funny.
So I guess
one of my Illuminati freshman class bros.
Wink,
is
wink.
From the,
good friends, huh?
Is the president of your company.
Oh, interesting.
Well, this is
Let
this
me know
is one
if
of
you
the
really want to know.
This is one of the top posts in the Illuminati. It's a self post and it's been gilded. Right. And it says, is this sub serious? Well, I'm wondering if you guys really believe in the Illuminati. Especially in this day and age, it seems almost impossible. Are you guys serious or is this just a joke sub? Honestly, though, I really can't tell. You can't blame all problems on a society that doesn't even exist. I sincerely believe society created its own problems and we shouldn't look to blame all of our social and economic issues
on a non-existing entity.
This
is on Illuminati?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We should fess up to it and it will only help us in the long run. Only crazy people believe in the Illuminati and you men and women aren't crazy, right? I mean, honestly, a secret organization that controls all of the world's nations, it can't possibly exist. Not in this all-encompassing age of information. We would have concrete evidence by now. This has to stop, folks. The Illuminati doesn't exist. Only you can take responsibility. and his username is not the Illuminati. So it got up-toked and given a little Reddit gold because...
So he's extra, he's extra woke, that one.
That guy's woke. He's trying to trick everybody, but not going to work.
I'm waiting on this. I'm waiting on the Illuminati thing, so...
Are they supposed to get back to you within minutes?
Well, they're supposed to send me a... They're supposed to send me a...
You're in!
It's easier to get than a weed card.
It really is.
Getting into the Illuminati.
And that's pretty goddamn easy.
God, this is great excitement. Here's another thing they do on this site. So, I think if you're familiar with conspiracy theorists and like the way they like get to their conclusions, how it can kind of be a little ridiculous.
Right.
They kind of like the number, there are eight letters in this word and then three letters in this word. And if you add it together and blah, 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 blah. So here's one of those. Proof that the Jews are into Illuminati. Jew rhymes with glue. Glue is sticky. What's sticky? Honey. Honey is related to honeycombs. Honeycombs are in the shape of a hexagon. Another shape is a triangle. Triangle! Illuminati exposed. So the comments are like, oh my God. Coincidence? I think not. Wake up, America. No, dude, that's a hexagon crazy. Has six sides. Jews have two eyes. Six divided by two is three. Triangles have three sides. Three sides minus two eyes equals one. There is one eye on Illuminati. Illuminati are eyes confirmed.
That's amazing.
They can get just like, they can prove anything this way. And I kind of love it.
It's, it's fun. I like that sites like this are popping up and kind of in the face of even like basic shitty cable news. And
yeah.
Totally.
Like the cable news outlets are basically now like the Illuminati subreddit. Right. Like they're really, to me, like almost the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're sort of reporting what they want to hear. And Illuminati would be like the Daily Show.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or like John Oliver. Like, okay, you guys are all dumb and we're going to make fun of you clever, awesome way.
It's true.
And so for the people who sort of buy into the other one, you're like, God, what?
Yeah.
When are you going to like... Why do you stop? Stop thinking this is real.
Yeah.
And kind of know it for what it is. I like the Illuminati site because I can kind of laugh at it and be like, look at these idiots.
Totally.
But I don't go around telling people like, did you know?
Yeah.
That Doritos, the triangle.
Well, that's so crazy.
Like, I don't believe it.
No. Right. That's what's so crazy about it is that, like, I totally understand some conspiracy theories and I think there's truth to some of them. But I think people go down this rabbit hole of, like, they go nuts. I mean, I know we've talked about Pizzagate 15 times, like 15 million times on the show. But, like, people believed that.
Right.
Like, at a certain point, I think that digging into the Illuminati and, like, all this bullshit is, like, you kind of brainwash yourself and you start seeing signs everywhere. And it's just, it's over the top.
And that's, and these guys take the over the top and they make it fun.
They make it fun.
A game out of it, and it's awesome. And
yeah,
we can sort of make fun of them.
Like this guy, he was like, I was in Chicago and I found another sign of the Illuminati, and it's a box of Lou Malnati's pizza, and then they made a small red triangle out of the T.
Right.
Lou Malnati's Illuminati.
Illuminati.
Lou Malnati's.
I'm still waiting on my membership, guys. God. They're taking some time.
Probably running a backtrack.
Yeah. I think they're probably vetting me before I even got on this. They've been vetting me my entire life.
Yeah, they're pulling up your file.
Accident that you ended up on that site this morning?
Yeah, good.
It's possible.
It was about a series of a million dominoes that led this.
So true.
Yeah. You're probably in already.
I hope I'm in.
You're already
working
for them. So, Illuminati, I mean...
They're really good at making fun of people, but they're also good at memes because they created this one visual aid that basically uses House of Cards to prove the Illuminati exists. And it's Kevin Spacey plays Francis Underwood, who has the same first name as Francis Bacon, who has the same last name as Kevin Bacon, who has the same first name as Kevin Spacey. And it goes in a circle around the Illuminati eye in the pyramid.
Whoa.
How can you deny that?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't even know what they're trying to say.
Let's talk about the pyramid in the eye, because I feel like a lot of people sort of talk about it, but yeah. What is it all about? Like, what's its backstory?
What's Eye what of does Providence it mean?
Is what it's called.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I want to know about this, because I'm going to be a member, I'm still waiting to see if they accept me.
Oh, yeah.
It represents the eye of God watching over mankind, right?
Okay.
So when you see that, I guess what they're saying is that not only, like, somebody's watching you, who's in charge, essentially God.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But if Illuminati is mankind's God, then the Illuminati's triangle is watching you.
Yeah.
So the fact that the eye is on every piece of money that we have is pure evidence that Illuminati runs the United States government and, I guess, the global economic system.
Jeez Louise.
I mean,
I'm just adding the numbers.
That's pretty much how it works.
Kind of freaks me out if you look at Freemasonry.
Right.
So my grandpa, who just passed away this year,
right.
He was a super high up in
RIP dad.
Super high up in Freemasons.
What?
Yeah.
So you got to kind of rummage through some of his boxes. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So what happened? You were just
tell me more about those.
He's been RIP a part grandpa. Of it for, yeah. He was a great man. I'm not saying he's involved in anything nefarious, because he wasn't.
Did he have like a pentagram on his chest or anything?
Well, he had all the like Freemason like badges and like the apron that they wear. And
well,
I know it's a thing, but like I don't understand how they're connected.
Well, so what's the...
A lot of people think it's just where old guys go to drink during the day.
Because I think that like Freemasonry is like just a hair away from like the Moose Lodge.
Yeah.
And like the, like the Shriners or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where you're just kind of like...
Yeah, they
I get the Freemasons are supposed to control everything, but like...
It doesn't seem...
The Moose Lodge is the one who has like the lamest float at local parades. Yeah. So
there's a Moose Lodge in Santa Monica that my... Oh, no. Elks Lodge.
Elks Lodge, yeah.
My bad. I don't want to get them mixed up.
Very different.
Yeah, they are very different.
I mean, my buddy used to party at the VFW. I know that Veterans of Foreign Wars is a little bit more serious, but it used to literally be like a bingo hall that the old people would just turn into like a no questions asked debauchery ring at night.
That's how the Elks Lodge is. My friend would go, he's like, get drinks for a buck. We would just go there, like, get hammered.
Crazy,
like through our 20s.
Yeah,
I'm like, and like with a bunch of old guys. I'm like, the novelty of it's kind of cool if you're at the right age.
Totally.
If you're like 23 and you're like, yeah, this is a cool place to get trash for free.
Right.
But I don't know if they're assassinating any presidents.
Yeah, I don't think they are. That's my whole thing. Is like, I maybe at one time the Freemasons were like powerful, I guess, or like built a couple buildings in important cities. But now I just feel like they. Like, watch Cubs games together, and that's all they do, you know?
Or that's what they want you to think they do.
Or maybe, that's true.
And they're like a crack team of, ninja assassins.
Yeah,
and they're also just like...
With my grandma, or my grandpa, is like, his group did a lot of, like service for the community and stuff, but it wasn't like this influential, like, they control the government kind of thing, which is, like, always the vibe I got when I heard people talking about it, you know?
Totally.
But I think that's kind of interesting. But the Illuminati is, it's not the Freemasons.
Is it
the
men's
Illuminati
only?
Is so much bigger. It is.
So you couldn't have like taken over his ranks.
No.
As a Grand Maester.
Unfortunately.
So it's only dudes.
Yeah, they're only allowed to be dudes, but their wives can be in this thing called like the Eastern Star.
Okay.
There are clubs that are women only, right? I mean, these are things that are
normal. I think the Order of the Eastern Star Mother's is clubs. For women only.
Mom's clubs. What is it? The
Order of the Eastern Star.
Oh, that maybe sounds like a satanic club.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
And like the symbol
the Order
is a
of
pentagram.
The Eastern Star.
And it's a upside down pentagram.
And grandmas are in that?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
My grandma was into it.
I guarantee they're boiling chickens. For the chicken stew, but they're boiling chickens.
Are you from like a long lineage of like cult old people cults?
Maybe.
And didn't you say you saw an alien when you were back in Wisconsin?
Yes.
Which I don't think was an alien. It could have just been the signal for you to come out to the field to join.
Yeah, maybe those were the Eastern Star ladies that were like,
they were trying to get you to come out to do your
ritualistic. Here's the time when we get her.
Yeah. And just
crop circle. They were trying to get you to go crop circling with the ladies.
Yeah. And okay, just to tell you viewers, because last week you will have heard about alien abductions.
Right.
While I was in Wisconsin, I woke up for no reason at 3 a.m., sat there for a while, looked out the window, saw a bright flash of light on the window that's facing a field, not a street.
Okay.
Bright flash of white light followed by a shorter flash of white light.
Right.
Then there was a couple minutes where I was like, wonder what that was. And then it happened again.
Dude.
And for a split second, I was like, am I going to see an alien walk in here right now? Like, am I going to be...
Grays.
Like, probed? I don't want to be probed. I have had Montezuma's Revenge for 4 days.
Like, have you seen the alien marking probes?
Like no.
The, like, they're, it's three dots in the shape of a triangle. I'm just saying.
Wait, what?
Like the Illuminati?
Yeah.
What the hell?
What the heck?
Did you just look that up?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a triangle. So maybe, oh God, I think we just connected some big dots.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, what?
Wait, so you saw...
Look at this alien abduction mark, see this?
Yep. What?
Wait, so that was actually something you saw?
Yeah.
You have something on your arm?
I got this.
Wait, I don't understand. This.
I'm seeing, we looked up, we'll put it on the
Hold on, breaking
Facebook
news
page.
On the pod, breaking wow. news on the pod.
We alien
just
abduction
found out
marks.
Dog Boobs was abducted in Wisconsin, and it wasn't Brendan Dassey. Try to take
it wasn't,
out on a date.
It wasn't Brendan.
Oh, no.
I thought it was Brendan Dassey.
I was hoping it was Brendan Dassey.
His truck. Motocross.
Giving you the headlights. Yeah. Hey!
I'm outside!
I'm outside. I won't go down to the...
And I didn't go, but I have the marks that are present at minute 114 on the video Alien Abduction Marks.
And you have those marks?
Yeah.
He does. I'm looking at them right here.
I've been scratching them like crazy.
And let me see. Put your arm up. Put your arm up so our audience can see.
See, guys?
So, guys, what we're looking at are it. The marks also coincide with where Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross.
Right.
So I'm partially...
I think that's more likely that this
so
is
maybe Jesus wasn't nailed.
Reincarnation situation.
Yeah. Oh,
my God, you guys. That night I was abducted.
What did it feel like?
Nothing. I felt like I lost no time at all.
Did you?
But
wake
you know
up?
What?
That's the trick they pull.
That period between the flashes, I bet I was gone. I bet like my conscience was up there, and when the flash was happening the second time, I was back down there.
Well, that's kind of painless. That's kind of dope. Yeah. That's all they do.
Yeah, because I can't say
bad.
I didn't like it.
Right.
If you in a couple
really
weeks
have
tell us
much of an opinion,
you're pregnant. I'm gonna then be like a little more suspicious of what went on.
Yeah, with your buddy Kyle.
No, there are.
You know, with Bryson, you'd be suspicious of what you did with him.
Well, because no, there are alien, half alien babies.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, so, if I get pregnant now, I am gonna be fucking
man,
pissed.
Our worlds are colliding right now because I'm literally I got my 23andMe report while we were on this pod.
Oh,
so I've been silently looking at
you have breast cancer. What do you got?
Yeah. Well, apparently I'm British. I had no idea. I've never heard that from any of my parents. Yeah. I'm like 32.8% British and Irish.
British.
I always thought it was Italian.
Top of the morning, do ya?
Yeah, so apparently I'm pretty British.
Extremely British accent.
I have a bunch of... Dude, accent this is actually an amazing sight. Have you guys done 23andMe?
No, but I want to.
Maybe we should at some point, maybe next week or sometime, we can do a proper breakdown of everything that I received in this.
So you masturbate into a can and then you mail it in?
I have to masturbate at a doctor.
Wait, really?
And then he wipes his arms into a platter.
Yeah, the most sterile way possible.
Exactly.
You have to
spit
like
into a thing.
You're twisting the water out of a damp towel to get all that water out. Oh, yeah. That's what he does.
This is amazing. All right. So listen. Okay, I'm just going to read a couple of these. Somehow, maybe this is related to the Illuminati.
Yeah, listen for connections to the Illuminati.
This is even more of how the Illuminati works, because they find connections in literally nothing. So we're going to do that in my 23andMe report right now.
Real time. Add 2 + 3 right. plus me.
Right, exactly.
Ooh. Now we're at 5. 5 pentagrams.
Oh, shit.
Oh, 5.
Pentagram, which is a shape. And triangle is a shape.
And
yeah. I have one eye. So.
And if you take the letter me and you put it upside down, you have two U's. What's two U's on top of each other? A circle. What's a circle? Backwards? Flat.
Think about it.
Okay.
Think about it.
Think about it, sheeple. Wake up.
Wake up, America.
All right. So they have a... So first of all, let's start at the beginning here. Let's try to find some connections between me and... And while we're doing this, we're also waiting for my acceptance in the Illuminati.
Okay.
Or Illuminati. Actually, I applied for the real Illuminati.
Oh, shit.
If your computer just...
All right. So...
Melts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know why.
I'm freaked out.
All right. So my ancestry, right... So I am 32.8% Irish and British.
Wow.
British / Irish. Again, I'm thinking. So my dad
is half Italian.
Or he alleges. Or he alleged, rather. According to this, I'm not that much Italian. I'm like I'm like 18% maybe Italian or something like that. Where is it? Yeah, I'm 8% Italian.
What?
8.
That's barely anything.
So my dad wasn't half Italian.
No.
What was he?
I don't know.
He was definitely a spy for the Illuminati.
He had to be.
He might have been in the Illuminati.
He's been wearing a cover this whole time.
I guess. Yeah.
He's been undercover brother.
Undercover brother.
Well, I don't have any sub-Saharan Africa.
Oh,
so.
Fuck.
By brother, I mean like...
Oh, okay. Okay. Like, I was like...
Just a guy.
Well, hey, brother. Right.
Just a fella.
Yeah.
Hey, guy. So, 32.8% British Irish.
Amazing.
13.1% French and German, which makes sense because my mom's French Canadian.
So, we're up to 53%. So, there's still 47 looming.
24.3% broadly Northwestern European. So, that could be like... Okay. Who fucking knows? That could be...
That's like
whatever.
Poland,
French,
right?
Amsterdam,
so maybe
Holland.
That's some of my dad, I guess. So, and then I have 25.8% of Southern European, so 8.2 Italian, 6.3
Southern European could be some Italian too.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. So 6.3% Iberian.
Nobody even knows where that is.
I don't know what that means.
But Iberia sounds like the place where the Illuminati would have a castle.
Yeah,
it definitely does.
11.4% broadly Southern European. No South Asian at all.
Okay.
I have 0.2% Native American.
Whoa! You could have gotten into a nice college with that.
You should go back.
True?
Get a master's.
Yeah.
Can you do that, really?
Yeah.
Fuck. Well, for fuck's sake.
Santa Monica City.
You could have gone to Harvard.
You could have gone to Harvard Law.
With all my other Illuminati friends that are
damn,
all together.
Lucky duck.
I know. I'm a lucky duck. All right. So, and then here's where things get crazy.
Oh.
So, back it up a little bit.
You're 16% Illuminati.
Oh, Jesus.
There's a way my carrier status? No. There's a... So, it lets you know if you're at risk for crazy diseases.
Okay.
Which is horrifying, but it's kind of dope.
Jesus.
All right, so let's we're going to do this live on the pod.
All right.
Late onset Alzheimer's disease.
Oh, shit. Get a cyanide pill ready.
Variant not detected.
Oh,
whoa.
Good.
Oh, shit. I thought you were saying you had it.
I don't have
me
it.
Too.
I was going to offer you a donut.
Parkinson's disease. Variant not detected.
Yes.
Wow,
all right.
Sick.
You get a donut hole for each one.
Alpha 1 antitrypsin deficiency. Variant not detected. I don't know what that does.
Fuck yeah.
Hereditary thrombophilia, variant not detected.
Whoa!
So I am
you're basically Arnold Schwarzenegger from Terminator.
Dude,
have this donut hole.
I'm like, I could eat a million of these. Yeah. You're never going to die.
You can do whatever you want now.
This is what the T-1000's 23andMe report said, too.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, maybe this is a giant sham, but it says I don't have any variants detected that would hurt me.
We're all going to live forever.
Right.
Yeah, we're good. We're going to go.
So, taste and smell.
Go till they stop us.
Damn, this is crazy. So, bitter taste and sweet taste. So, this means that, certain things are... Damn, this is so So 54% of people with my specific genetic breakdown prefer salty things to sweet things.
Oh.
This is so specific. And I don't understand.
We always get donuts.
We always get donuts, but I've never liked them.
Would you rather have like a egg and sausage in the morning?
I'd rather have just raw pretzels.
Okay, yeah.
That's, uh-huh.
Okay.
That's what I want.
Makes sense.
Salt lick.
A little salt lick.
I just want like a bottle of salt. All right, so here's where things get gnarly. So my DNA family. So there's nobody on 23andMe that are my close family or second cousins, okay, which I would have assumed. Third and fourth generation, or third and fourth cousins, though, I have 1,295 people that are
Holy
I'm related
shit.
To on 23andMe, apparently. And then, so compared to the average 23andMe customer, your DNA relatives are 57% less likely to have worked as a bodyguard or a lifeguard. Weird. Mm-hmm. 56% more likely to think that fresh cilantro tastes like soap.
I think it tastes like soap.
That's,
is that a thing?
Right.
I don't.
Yeah, it's a thing. 53% less likely to drink instant coffee. 49% less likely to drink energy drinks. 49% less likely to have two different sized feet. 37% less likely to be a vegetarian. 26% less likely to be a super taster. 24% less likely to have run a marathon, which is weird because my mom's run like 1,000 of them.
Wow.
21% less likely to make a New Year's resolution. Are they making this shit up? I don't understand where they're getting this.
Yeah. Maybe they're just basing it off of people. Well, I don't get it.
17% more likely to have lived near a farm when they were young, which is interesting because I grew up in the Boones. 16% less likely to be able to do a back bend kickover.
What is this bullshit?
I don't know. 50%.
I'm sorry, you're kind of exposing the shitty side of 23andMe. I'm like, this is all worthless information.
Well,
me.
That's. I think it's just trying
fuck.
To. I think it's
I
just trying
care.
To say like, hey, man, like these are you're around some interesting people.
Are they scraping together like information to try to make your report seem more interesting?
I don't know.
And how could you ever fact check this shit?
How could you know?
I got a lot of relatives that live in Texas, California, Connecticut, Florida, Louisiana.
That's so cool.
This is pretty fucking bizarre, dude.
Well, does it give you their email addresses?
I think there's a way to connect with them. I'm doing this in real time, so I'm not really sure.
Do you see any Illuminati
signs?
Resemblance?
Like, yeah.
Let me see if they mention triangles
anywhere.
Do you
see triangles anywhere?
I don't see triangles, but it does say...
You know what? The side of Ben's nose kind of looks like a triangle.
Holy
from here.
Shit.
It does say that I'm...
And
I'm,
the way his eyes are looking forward looks like a triangle.
If you look at his face in the right light...
Hey, guys. Guess what?
Yeah? What?
I'm not lactose intolerant.
Right on!
Big news.
So wait.
That's
does
huge.
Does that mean you do drink milk or you don't drink milk? You're
that
not
means you
lactose
can drink
intolerant.
Milk. It means you can drink cow milk.
That means you're tolerant of lactose.
Cow breast milk.
I mean, even if this thing is complete bullshit,
it's
which
fun.
I don't think it is, but it could be. I'm like, it's actually insane how much detail they've like given you in this. I mean, dude,
DNA,
it's like,
man.
There are so many details.
DNA.
There's so many details, and they're like, I'm like looking at my raw marker for what gene keeps me from being lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
This is one insight that they've learned through my research. Are you allergic to pollen? Not sure. This is sick. This is actually one cool thing about 23andMe that I didn't realize until I was starting to do it, but part of what it's doing is it's like continuing the Human Genome Project, essentially.
Yeah.
Where they're just trying to learn as much as they can about everybody and everybody's genes.
Oh, wait. I just had a thought, you guys.
That's the ultimate goal of their company, I think, is to like map the whole thing.
What well, it's like research. They want to do research.
What if the Illuminati is behind this whole thing and they're just gathering people's DNA?
Actually, that's possible.
Well, I mean, I would
what
think...
What would they do with it?
Yeah, if they find the right DNA
plant
sequence...
Your
semen on stuff.
And then they realize you're one of them.
Yeah.
Now they know who you are, where you are, and kind of like how to take you out.
Everything.
Let's say you are allergic to bee pollen.
So you're thinking...
And we don't want you around anymore.
That's true.
We'll just... We'll fly a drone over your house.
Right.
And then
drop
we'll just
some bees.
Drop a bee bomb
drop
on you.
Drop an angry beehive.
So what you're saying then is that doctor
no,
that I...
No, he didn't die of stings.
That I came on, he just walked into a room and let the Illuminati scrub it off, mm-hmm. and then they took it.
That's how it works, right? You had to just like blow a load on the doctor,
right?
Shake his hand, walk out, pay your copay, leave.
Right.
And then the Illuminati comes in and he just holds his arms out and they remove his clothes, pack it up very gently, and take it to the Illuminati lab.
Right.
Yes, I think so.
I think that I saw something mentioned about that in the fine print of this.
Yeah.
What are the Illuminati
scrubbing it over? Papers, it's hard to read all of the fine print.
What do you think the Illuminati wears? Like, what's their uniform?
That's a good question. Have you seen the sexy Illuminati from Tomb Raider starring Angelina Jolie?
No.
Well.
No.
What?
Let me just.
They all look like Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I would join.
Before she had chlamydia? Yeah. What'd she have?
Does she have chlamydia?
No, wait. Didn't she give Michael Douglas throat cancer or something?
Oh, I don't think.
Is that how you get throat cancer, chlamydia?
I think that's how he says he got it.
That sounds like the ultimate burn. If you're like the ultimate ex-husband burn, be like, oh, I got throat cancer from my ex-wife. She had hepatitis.
I think he said that publicly. He's like, yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
He got it from her vagina.
Oh my God.
I swear to God, this is real.
Michael Douglas, what a G. That's terrible.
Angelina Jolie made a very good Lara Croft.
She's pretty good at that kind of stuff.
She was a good Lara Croft. So the Illuminati wears just like very expensive suits.
Oh, really?
Really nice suits. Beautiful ties.
Have you guys seen the Hollywood suits advertisement?
No.
On TV? They just basically give you so many suits for like almost no money.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
Wait, what's it for?
Suits, bro.
Well, I mean,
cheap suits?
If you want to look flossy, you go to Hollywood suits.
I might have Nemagen breakage syndrome, though.
Oh, what's that?
I don't know. It's like a, you don't learn good, I think. Characterized by developmental delay, recurring infections, and an increased risk of cancer.
Oh, man.
So it's just like a nerdy guy, a nerdy average guy, pretty much.
Oh,
everybody
man.
Has an increased risk of cancer, don't they?
Increased risk of cancer and recurring infection. So it's like, I'm like the guy who like struggles in like math. Like you're asked to read out loud in reading class, reading The Handmaid's Tale out loud, and I stumble on words, and everybody makes fun of me, and I'm like blowing my nose, going, "Shut up, guys, stop."
Wait, so you don't have Nemagen breakage syndrome?
I don't know. I think it says I have a more likely thing.
Okay.
Why are you looking it up right now?
Yeah.
What does it say?
It says
I'm going to die tomorrow.
It's not good.
Condition typically grow slowly during infancy and childhood. After this period of slow growth, affected individuals grow at a normal rate but remain shorter than your peers. You're super duper tall.
I'm pretty tall.
Microcephaly is apparent from birth in the majority of these affected individuals. The head does not grow at the same rate, so it appears that the head is getting smaller as the body grows.
So I definitely didn't
have
that.
No, because you got a big head.
I got a big head. If I would have had this, I would have been born a dwarf. Yeah.
Individuals with this syndrome have distinctive facial features that include a sloping forehead, prominent nose. Prominent nose.
I got a prominent nose. That's the Italian lie.
It's not big. It's just, it's prominent.
Yeah.
Large ears. Your ears seem normal. Small jaw. Never noticed your jaw being small, but.
Now it's the only thing you can see.
Outside corners of the eyes turn upwards. And that's not the case with you at all. So I
I'm trying to picture the person that it's describing, and I cannot picture this.
It sounds like a character from Skyrim.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see.
Nemagen syndrome.
Oh, yeah. You don't have that.
I don't think so.
You definitely don't.
How do I don't even know how it's spelled. Maybe it's because I have slow developmental delay.
Yeah, it's Nijmegen. Oh yeah, you don't look at this. This is the profile of someone afflicted with it.
Oh yeah, I don't think
you
I
don't
have
that.
I don't think I have that right now.
Your forehead's
normal. When does it say I'm no longer eligible for it?
It's a thing you'd get at birth. You would notice all of these things by the time you're three, so you're not going to get it. But maybe it means that
late
your
onset
children have like a chance of getting
syndrome.
It. But I don't think late onset.
Late onset Nemagen breakage system.
What?
I don't have that, but maybe that's the thing that I could have. How would that even work? All of a sudden, my forehead just starts bulging.
Right?
And then I just literally can't read anymore.
There's literally nothing on Google about late onset.
Yeah, I'm making it up right now. View my hair color concept. Everybody has dark hair.
You're brown haired.
I'm brown. What about age related? Lots of baby hair. Little baby hair.
Oh, when you were a baby,
I must have had a little baby hair when I was a kid.
That's good.
They're telling you that right now?
They're telling me everything I ever want to know, dude. They're going to have baby pictures of me.
You can't do a back handspring.
I can't do a back handspring. No. I think apparently it says that I think...
Finally, you can sleep at night.
I know. I'm wondering, is it just me or can I not do these? I keep trying. I just can't do them.
I can't do it.
I can finally rest.
I'm genetically predisposed to not being able to do back handsprings.
That's what it says, right?
Which is crazy, yeah. Genetic health risk. There are four... I don't have any of these things. It's awesome.
That's really great.
Yeah, I don't have... I mean, which is funny because my grandfather had Parkinson's disease, but maybe I just like skipped it, you know?
Yeah. God, that's a blessing.
What a blessing.
It's truly a blessing from God.
Man, now you guys need to get yours.
I know. So I'm going to do it when
so you jizz on a guy's shirt and you send it in. How long did it take to get back?
You jizz in a doctor's eye couple, and then you got your results back.
Yeah. It was like a month, 2 months maybe.
About a month.
Yeah.
All right. Just enough time to make it to Rome and back, if you know what I mean.
What?
Yeah. The Illuminati.
Oh, okay. Like, what? I don't follow.
I don't know if you guys know this, but...
Oh, yeah.
They got to send it to the Pope.
Yeah.
Right.
He's got to do his thing.
I don't know if you guys know this, but if you look at SpongeBob SquarePants.
Right.
And then you turn it upside down and look at his teeth, looks like the Twin Towers.
What? Is that true?
Yes.
I mean, yes.
But wait, it gets weirder. SpongeBob equals 9 letters. SquarePants is 11 letters. 9/11.
Oh.
Wake up, America.
Damn.
They
look
that?
At that.
That's dude. Actually pretty coincidental, which, you know.
Yeah, I don't
believe in the
coincidence.
That's one of those things that, like, people that are into conspiracies actually might be like,
that one's pretty good.
Guys, are you paying attention?
Nickelodeon called this.
Dude, that's hilarious.
That's really fucking...
There's another really funny one on here. Back to Illuminati. There's one of outside of the Twin Towers in LA.
Mm-hmm.
There's a photo of this guy looking out the window, and you see it's actually like really clear. There's a big triangle, and then it looks like there's an outline of an eye in the middle. And it's like kind of like you can't help but be like, whoa, this is either an amazing coincidence or somebody planned this to fuck with people. And people on the sub are like, you know, usually this sub's ridiculous, but this is actually kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? And then somebody below that's like, great, great find, OP. I never would have seen it. And he like went to the photo that he like redid a photo, and he went to it and he had found a triangle like deep in the distance.
Like in
it's
a
like
cloud.
Yeah, he like couldn't. It wasn't actually a triangle until he drew it in.
That's one of the funniest type of posts they do.
I know.
Triangle's the easiest shape to make.
Yeah, but they'll like, they go so meta that it'll be a picture of the pyramid with the eye in it. And they'll be like, zoom in, zoom in, zoom in, zoom in. And then find like a little triangle in the design. And they're like, Illuminati confirmed.
Yeah. I mean, this is like,
it's literally the Illuminati sign.
This is the perfect example where, look at this. I don't, you guys can see this. Boobs, you can see this. I think it says, even in our house. And you see this, like, there's a lamp, and the lamp reflection made this perfect, like, it's literally an eye. It's a perfect eye. And then you go down, and it's, it's a triangle.
It finds a triangle
on
the base of the lamp.
So he completely ignores what is clearly, like, the Illuminati.
That's so good.
It's genius.
Oh, someone found out something very important on the elemental periodic table of elements.
Tell me more.
Aluminum.
Oh.
You can see a triangle between the A and the I, Illuminati.
Oh, that one's a no-brainer, though.
No-brainer.
We should have already known that.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you, what about Israel Exposed? Have you seen this one?
Oh, my God.
Third down of all time. Israel Exposed. This is a flag of Israel. look closer, you can see a symbol that resembles resembles the Star of David, something often used by Jews, which is like the center of, center of the flag. The official name of the State of Israel is, and then in Hebrew, whatever the name is, which is Hebrew, a language spoken by Jews.
Wait, this is getting weirder and weirder.
The emblem of Israel, that candle, is actually a menorah, a symbolic thing in Judaism. There are more than 1,200 of these buildings in Israel. It seems to be that these buildings are actually synagogues.
What?
President of Israel, Peres, World Jewish Congress. What is he doing at the World Jewish Congress? Could it be?
Question mark.
Netanyahu campaign poster. Suspicious. And then like in the side is like a something in Hebrew. It looks like two triangles. Netanyahu sounds a lot like Modest Yahoo, a Jewish reggae singer.
Oh.
A lot of media and education in Israel is owned by Jews, too. Some schools, newspapers, and TV channels even have Jewish names. That can't be a coincidence.
No.
Is Israel run by the Jews?
Whoa. Whoa. I mean,
that's a great point.
I don't want to say it is, but it is.
That means they make a pretty good argument.
I'm not trying to be politically incorrect, but I think it is run by the Jews.
I mean, they made a pretty compelling case. Yeah. So.
Oh, my God. That's terrifying.
Aluminum. Oh, my God.
All right. Here's another one. I mean, nobody's safe. The Illuminati are around all of us. Salad. Healthy, right?
I don't touch this stuff.
Healthy.
Can't trust it.
Or is it?
I don't know.
Or is it?
Every salad has lettuce. What percent of lettuce is water? 96%.
Mm-hmm.
Lettuce. L looks like a 1.
Right.
96 plus 1 equals 97. 100% minus 97 is 3.
How many sides?
This hideous Martha Stewart vanity light fixture has 3 light bulbs. This hideous Martha Stewart vanity light fixture is also made of nickel. Oh. A nickel is a form of American currency.
I'm starting
you know
to see
what
this.
Else is a form of American currency? A dollar bill. Look closely. Do you see it? The pentagram. But wait. Salad backwards is Dallas with an L. Dallas, Texas. Texas poison control services are split up into 6 regions. You know what else has 6 regions? Egypt. And you know what else is in Egypt? Pyramids.
Oh.
But wait.
It gets more.
There are 6 pyramids. So if Dallas has 6 regions, Egypt has 6 regions, and there are 6 pyramids, that makes 666.
Oh.
But wait!
What?
Salad is supposed to be one of the healthiest foods according to the pyramid of food groups.
Oh, that's all lies.
Food pyramid. Wake up, America!
Oh, my God.
Salad, Illuminati, confirmed.
Guys, are you listening to this?
Confirmed.
Oh,
we got
them. I'm sticking to carbs.
Yep.
There's no reason not to.
Yep.
They taste better. They make me more robust.
Yeah.
And if you're like me, you can eat anything because you've never had a disease before.
Exactly.
23andMe.
You're a T-1000.
I'm a T-1000. I can do whatever.
Exactly.
That's a pretty good.
This stuff is crazy.
Man, I fucking love this sub,
people.
Actually.
I love the sub.
The more I look at it, it's like there are all these images that they are just... I mean, look at this one. This is the upvote knows, and it's the upvote, and then the guy has zoom, made a circle, and you zoom into the circle, and he drew a triangle.
Just a tiny triangle. It's so amazing.
Barack Obama. This guy texts Barack Obama, "Are you Illuminati?" And Barack Obama said, "Yeah."
Yeah.
I knew it.
I knew it. So true.
This one's great. It says Illuminati confirmed. Picture of this protein supplement. It's called raw protein, but the A in raw is just a triangle. So that's the first clue.
Yeah.
And then as you scroll down, you see they circle a bunch of letters, and they circle M O. This is all like in this thing that says Excellent source of protein from raw organic sprouts. Sprouted brown rice protein, 17 grams per serving. Vitamin code, fat-soluble vitamins, A, D, E, K. Life probiotics, enzymes, filters, so it goes on and on. And this person circles M-O randomly throughout all these words. M-O-N-G-E-R-E-R. Mongerer. And then, and then he circles... Raw equals war, spelled backwards.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. Wait, what?
There's more.
And then he takes Hillary, or sorry, then he takes the word protein, and then for some reason he gets to... I don't understand this math. Do you understand this math?
No. So he goes from protein to Prilturn.
To Prilty to Hillary.
Oh,
so from this protein we get Hillary Warmonger.
Oh my God.
Still don't see it. And
zoom
then he zooms in and there's a triangle in the wheat. In the
guys,
wheat.
That's...
This is too weird. That,
that's not a coincidence.
And then you zoom in a little
there's
more.
No way.
And the Twin Towers are on the front of that protein.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. It's all coming together now. I think
zoom.
Ben and I just found the same pose at the same time.
Steel beams.
Yeah, you amazing. Explain this beautiful scene.
So this is a it's an image of an old Mortal Kombat screen. And on one side you see jet fuel, on the other side you see steel beams, and it says fight.
Fight.
And it says, I think we all know who would win this fight. Not the jet fuel, that's for sure.
I actually brought a book today.
Cool.
Because it goes into the steel beam jet fuel thing.
Oh, tell
What's
me more.
A book?
So the book is called Physics for Future Presidents. Cool. I think I'm going to send a copy to Donald Trump. It's written by Richard A. Mueller.
Oh.
So let me get the page up real quick because, you know, jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams has been something people say a lot.
Right.
A lot in the past few years.
It's true.
So... really, it can be explained by simple physics.
But if you put jet fuel like in a flamethrower and just like sat on steel for like 20 minutes, you wouldn't melt it at all. Like,
no.
It doesn't get hot enough.
No,
ever.
Exactly.
You could not create the heat to melt steel.
One Can't. Could not without.
That's I don't know. I've never really looked into this.
Something
but I'm
else.
Just trying to get basic here.
So the steel columns of the World Trade Center were covered with insulation and were designed to maintain their strength for 2 to 3 hours of ordinary fire. However, the material that burned was not just office furniture and paper documents, it was airplane fuel. The rate of burning was limited by the availability of oxygen, not of fuel. Low air means a longer burn, and that gave the heat more time to penetrate the insulation. At high temperatures, steel does melt. At much lower temperatures, it softens. At low temperatures still, lower temperatures still, it just weakens. All of these changes can be contributed to the shaking of the molecules, driving the iron atoms further apart and loosening the bonds that give steel strength. The jet fuel created a holocaust far hotter than had been anticipated by the building designers. They never imagined having tons of jet fuel added to the potential fire problem and burning for over an hour near the top of their skyscrapers. When the temperature of the columns reached 1500 degrees Fahrenheit, they weakened enough to become vulnerable to buckling. Buckling is not a gentle collapse. It's like when you take a paper drinking straw, you push on two ends until finally it just, you know, collapses. That's because the strength is very high under pressure or under pure compression. But when the straw or column bends a little bit, it buckles easily. So as soon as one column of the tower buckled, it no longer supported the share of weight above it. That means all the weight now rested on the remaining columns, and they had been weakened as well. Probably the second column, the one closest to the first one, buckled at that moment, then another, and what resulted was an avalanche. So as more columns buckled because they were softened, not melted,
the difference? Like, they're both losing their strength,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're losing their strength. So people were saying, like, it can't melt steel beams, but it's not that the beams, like, melted and just fell
just
over.
Weakened.
It's like buckling is the physical thing that happened. They buckled. And there you go.
So the argument isn't even they melted, it's they buckled.
Yeah, they buckled.
Right.
Which I think is
I don't buy
total
it.
Total sense.
I don't buy it either.
Jet
Which
fuel
is the biggest lie I've ever heard.
Doesn't melt steel beams, but it doesn't have to melt them for them to buckle. And there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Skeptical. And I am not in the Illuminati, so.
Well, you wouldn't know then.
I'm not.
Obviously, so.
This is great. I found a meme. The Mars landing and rescue of Mark Watney was faked from the movie Mars.
Oh,
and it's just
shit.
A picture of Matt Damon, like in a shot like the moon landing was faked.
Right.
And then they have like a rock and it says wrong shadow. And then there's a boom mic in it and it says boom mic. and then there's a picture of a movie camera and it says movie camera. And then it says a picture of a director. It says movie director. Clearly from
the
movie.
That's pretty damning evidence. Damn.
I mean, there's signs everywhere, guys. Like, it's hard to deny it, you know?
It's hard. I mean, here's one. Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap.
Good start.
1738. That's what he says.
Oh, cool.
1738 is 538 military time. Fetty is five letters. Wap is three letters. So 5 + 3 = 8. Matthew's 538 in the Bible is the eye for an eye.
Oh, I see where this is going.
What?
Fetty gave his eye for fame. Illuminati. That's what happened.
I mean, maybe.
I love the end cadence of any conspiracy. You just you speed up the second to last right. one, and then you just top it with an Illuminati cherry.
Illuminati.
I mean, there's...
Hillary got three legs. Illuminati.
Illuminati. Pizzagate was real.
Illuminati.
Where did that end, by the way, Pizzagate? How did that whole thing finish?
I think a guy showed up with a machine gun and tried to shoot a bunch of people, and they're like, maybe we got to tone this down.
But I feel like they didn't even end there. I feel like it was still...
Yeah.
I'd like to... I mean, next time I'm in D.C., I'm definitely going to slice there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to.
And maybe a slice of a child.
It's a famous place now, yeah?
Well, have you guys ever heard of Johnny Gosch?
No.
Johnny Gosch
heard of, oh
was
my gosh.
A 12-year-old paper boy in Des Moines, Iowa, and he disappeared on 1884, presumed to be kidnapped. But basically, everybody has pretty much, like, agreed that he was kidnapped by the government for an organized pedophilia ring.
Johnny Gosch update Reddit. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Isn't that crazy?
But... How? Why?
Because like things like you know, they have those, you know, Bilderberg get-togethers. Like I think they like to pwn a couple little noobs, you know.
Yeah.
Right in the old. The kids' buttholes are in the shape of a triangle. I don't know if you guys know that. It's true.
You would know. You have a.
I have a kid.
Wow.
You have a 12-year-old.
It's actually one of the big parenting secrets out there. Is like.
Shit.
Triangle butts.
Triangle butts.
I'm trying to read about Johnny Gosch.
Yeah,
please hold.
So he got kidnapped.
Cool.
And they went to the police. The police weren't really helpful at all.
Right.
They spoke to the FBI. They weren't helpful. So the case started generating more interest when Johnny's mother became increasingly vocal about the inadequacy of law enforcement's investigation of missing children's cases.
Hmm.
So she established the Johnny Gosch Foundation in 1982 so that she could go speak at schools and seminars about the MO of sexual predators.
Ooh.
But in August 1984, she testified in Senate hearings on organized crime, speaking about organized pedophilia and its role in her son's abduction. She then began receiving death threats. Gosch also testified before the U.S. Department of Justice, which provided $10 million to establish the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. So there is an episode about this on the podcast Sword and Scale, if you guys are interested.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa.
And,
dude, I've been getting real down with Sword and Scale lately.
Yeah,
I listened to some creepy ones.
Sometimes they really get under your skin.
Yeah. Just
that Filipino one, the guy was
that one was awful.
I was like, whoa.
Awful.
That one,
this is
the Australian
worst.
Guy?
Australian guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus Christ.
That one, like,
Christ.
Turned me off for, like, the last 2 months.
It, yeah. Like, you listen to that podcast, and what I do is I listen to it, and then I, like, spend the rest of the day being like, oh, I feel terrible. And then, like, I'm, like, in my car, and I'm like, I'm going to listen to Sword and Scale again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
a good, like, psychopath test, too. When you listen to that and you have, like, a bad reaction.
I know.
Maybe mm-hmm. you're not. Like, if you were like, this sounds cool, that'd be.
Yeah.
Then you at least know
yeah.
who you are.
Totally. Or you could take your 23andMe test.
And they'll tell you.
They'll tell you.
No back handsprings. You have an affinity to kill kids.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What?
People with your genetic makeup typically murder people.
All right.
Anyway, continue.
Yeah. So definitely check that out. But that makes me think about Pizzagate because everybody laughs about it. I think it's ridiculous, too. Why would they do it in a Pizza Hut? But... the idea of the government having a child pedophilia prostitution ring that they use to bring like young boys to parties for BJs and shit like that, that's not a new conspiracy theory.
There's so much about that general idea that's been like stories told over the years from different shows like True Detective or whatever. Right. Like there's got to be some percent of it. It's true, right?
I mean, I think that, but
too much.
Well, but I also think that
there's also a lot of Bigfoot stories, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we use the most extreme examples of depravity in society for entertainment, and that's just like the most extreme thing we can think of, just because it's like the most emotionally engrossing. Did you just go? Oh, that's so.
They're the most.
Yeah, it's like they're a perfect enemy because they're so bad that you can make them an enemy, right? So, mm-hmm. I think
about people who like keyed cars, you wouldn't be emotionally. Totally. You'd be like annoyed, but you wouldn't be like, I gotta get
them. I mean, I also think that maybe, I mean, the thing I've never understood about this is like, when do you develop that? Because I don't think, I mean,
I think it must have had to happen to you, right?
If the whole government. And like everybody that's powerful in the government is in like some massive pedophilia ring. Wouldn't you think that somebody in the government would be like, "Ooh, gross! I'm not into that." Like, why? Like, I don't understand how they all are like that. I don't get it. Yeah, it's like, it seems odd that way. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Well, you get at a certain point, you get sick of having orgies with adults, and you start trying new things. You know.
I guess. Yeah.
Tickle fetish.
Tickle fetish, man. Plus,
pizza,
it's like that gang mentality, that mob mentality. Like, if you are in government for long enough, that fucked up world becomes your reality. And, like, I think it can change people. And, like, not to say change you enough that they bring a bunch of little 7-year-old boys in and you're like, sweet, party favors. But, like,
come on, Brock, you pussy. We're all doing it, dude.
But I think.
Whoa, you're going to be left out, man. Everybody's
doing
it.
There's a certain chance that, like, people who wouldn't otherwise participate in something like that would.
Have you ever seen a politician speak? They're the most boring, fucking plain people in the world. Like, none of them look at all sexual, even with like their wives.
Or
husbands.
I don't really.
Except for that Betsy DeVos.
Ooh,
she seems like a real minx.
Real minx.
I mean, I think there's always going to be situations like the Anthony Wieners of the world who are just like...
I mean, his name's Wiener.
I mean, he's a little bit... But, I think until it gets really bad, I know that he's been accused of, like, some pedophilia and shit, too, but, like, when
he's more like 17-year-old chicks sending him tit pics, right? Like,
I think so,
that's, to me, different than pedophilia.
Totally,
I know, like, legally it's sort of the same, but, like...
I agree with you.
I make a distinction personally.
Technically, ephibophilia.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What's that mean?
Amphibophilia is when you fuck a frog.
When you fuck a frog. No, pedophilia is prepubescent, and ephibophilia is pubescent to legal age.
Oh, so I didn't know there was a distinction. We never hear that on the news or anything.
You never do.
Which is a bummer, because I think you're right. Like, a 17-year-old sending you pictures that you're just like, well, you're 17. You and said, like, you were 22.
Yeah.
Right?
It seems like he was kind of he thought she was like 22.
I'm sure.
22
I'm sure.
How do you know? I mean, he's a scumbag.
I mean,
like,
dude, we made that. Like, isn't Old School about that premise?
Yeah.
What, the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when he's sleeping with the high school girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, and then that was a joke in that movie. Yeah. But then it's like this, you're like, what?
Used
the
to be
fuck?
Something we can joke about. Everyone's got all up
and
in the
kids
pain.
Used to be able to play in their front yards.
Damn.
And now we're blah.
You hear those stories all the time every rock and roller from the 70s and 80s.
Totally.
Like,
the high school girls would sneak into the concerts.
Totally.
Pretend to be 18. They were like probably 14.
Fuck all,
fuck all these Pink Floyd guys. Like,
I mean,
know that happened like in the thousands.
Well, how do you? I mean, I don't really understand how. I mean, just in general, if like, I'm like thinking of legit. This is kind of fucked up, but like think of logistics of the situation. Like, if you were a rock star and like some chick comes in and be like,
you're high on like, hey, coke, yeah, heroin, like, acid.
Hey, I loved your show. You want to blow? And then you're not going to be like, yeah, manager, can you check her ID? Just can we get, like, get this out of the way?
For yeah,
her?
Especially in the 80s when there were like, no ID.
Totally, I mean,
there was no ID.
Yeah,
it just seems to me like
rock stars would fuck anything.
Totally.
Did you know the lead singer of Foghat fucked Eileen Wuornos when she was younger?
Wait, who is Eileen Wuornos?
The serial female serial killer who like killed a bunch of truckers.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah, she had a real fun
night. That's badass,
night
dude. With the rock and roll. Rock and roll.
Foghat, nice. All right,
Foghat.
Cool.
Sick.
Punk. That's apparently punk, dude. He was not punk. That punk impressive.
Punk rock?
According to Eileen.
Yeah, well, I fucked the lead singer of Foghat.
It was her favorite band. That Slow Ride song was her favorite song.
That's fucking hilarious.
I got really into Eileen lately.
I think if you are having sex with a serial killer, I think the guy having sex with her kind of can feel the vibe.
Yeah.
And that's probably true.
I would say like the performance is like you know what? Like we did it, but like something was off the whole time. She kept like staring at me, yeah, and, like, heavy breathing,
and like getting angry, going, like, flashes of hate.
Yeah,
she don't know what was happening.
She wanted to bite my face the whole time, and, like, not in a sexy way,
not at all in a sexy way. So
fucking hilarious.
Well, I think we're coming to a close. But I wanted to just read one quick post from Illuminati,
right?
And I think it really sums up the world we live in today. It's from Ed. Looks like it was posted on Facebook.
Okay.
The government used their captured Roswell UFOs to teleport the aircraft and bodies to the underground base in Antarctica, where the bodies were turned into Soylent Green by Monsanto to be fed to our lizard alien overlords,
right,
and the aircraft parts turned into spare antennae for the HAARP mind control transmitters.
HAARP, yeah.
Which control the chemtrail drones that are spraying fluoride and vaccines into the atmosphere to create an army of gay zealots who take over the government and remove religion from the classrooms and the Bible from the Constitution so that Obama can take away our guns and impose Islamic Sharia law.
Mm. I mean, all of that sounds like a fact.
Truth.
I mean, that's definitely been happening.
Sorry, he just spit the truth.
Look, nice. I mean, look, is it... Has it not happened?
Has it not happened?
No.
No, it hasn't. No, but some of it will.
But it has, Jode.
It has, actually. Some. It hasn't happened.
Look, I mean, just look at the facts.
Just look at the facts. Hey. Because he has 58. He has 58 upvotes on this post. 5 + 8 is?
13.
-10 = 3.
That's okay. Right. You don't even have to. I don't even want to.
How many sides on a triangle?
Hold on. How many sides on a piece of pizza?
Don't disillusion me, please.
What?
I don't want to think this is everything is a Illuminati.
Next time you're eating a slice of pizza, look at the shape.
Look at the shape of the pizza.
Look at the shape of the pepperoni.
Right.
And then, I can see in the shadow of the cheese a little triangle.
That's right.
In the shadow of the cheese.
See, that's where they trick you, because it seems so obvious, but then when you really look at that pizza, that's not a triangle. That top? Yeah. That's rhombus.
That's a
rhombus. That's circular.
That's a shape we don't even have a name for.
We don't even have a name for it, but it's not, those aren't points.
No.
But then if you look really close, that little piece of cheese there.
That's a triangle.
It is.
They're everywhere.
And it kind of looks like the cheese actually has like a Hillary sort of face.
coming out of it. It does.
Like, I mean, guys.
Hillary's face looks a little bit like the perfectly cooked cheese.
It does. I'm looking at Hillary Clinton's face right now.
Guys, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
It really is everywhere. Like, don't be fooled.
No.
All right. Well, guys, I hope you're not too scared now.
I mean,
just pay attention when you're out there.
Right.
Look at the triangles. When you see them, take a picture, upload it, circle the triangles.
Guys.
Yep.
Just stay woke. All I ask for.
Yeah. Woke.
Wake up, sheeple, and stay woke.
Stay woke. All right. So this is Did You Read It? My name's It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
Am I Free Day?
I don't have the papilloma virus, according to 23andMe,
so
or
weak.
Whatever.
And I think we can all agree that
I don't know.
The jet fuel softens steel beams.
Yeah. Softens, not melts.
But not melts.
You know what else probably weakens steel beams? An airplane running into them.
might have something to do with it.
At like a million miles an hour.
But the point is, they don't melt steel beams. They don't melt steel beams.
They'll soften.
So, all right, this is Did You Read It? We'll be back next week. Actually, I'm going to be in Detroit, so maybe we'll do a remote pod, or you might have to.
Sorry for the quality.
But stay tuned. We'll be doing another one.
Stay tuned soon. And stay awoke.
Stay woke.
Stay woke.
Goodbye.